Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, June 21st. Coming up in today's episode, Arvind Kejriwal to remain in jail until further notice as Enforcement Directorate opposes bail order. CBI alleges NET exam paper was leaked via dark web as students continue protest for Education Minister's resignation. Bombay High Court expresses concerns over the mental stress of Pune Porsche crash accused minor who killed two people driving drunk. And Chinese representatives assure USA it would not use nuclear weapons over Taiwan issue. First up, Arvind Kejriwal will remain in jail even after Rouse Avenue Court granted him a bail on Thursday, as Delhi High Court today paused his bail order in a corruption case related to Delhi Excise Policy 2021. The move came after Enforcement Directorate challenged Mr. Kejriwal's bail in a new petition. The court said till it heard the probe agency's petition and their side, which could take another 2 to 3 days, Mr. Kejriwal would remain in jail. The High Court also issued notice to Mr. Kejriwal seeking his response on ED's plea challenging the trial court's order of June 20th, by which he was granted bail. The court that granted bail to jail Delhi Chief Minister was wrong to state there isn't direct evidence against Mr. Kejriwal, the Enforcement Directorate argued in Delhi High Court today, adding the bail order was perverse and highlighted serious procedural irregularities. ED also accused him of getting bail because of his position as the Chief Minister. Quote, "We showed material but nothing was considered. There are two ways when bail can be cancelled, if relevant facts are not considered and if irrelevant facts are considered. That is ground for cancellation of bail. I am saying look at the soundness of the order," unquote, the prosecution argued. ED also told the court that they have already tracked Rs. 45 crore of the alleged 100 crore kickback that Aam Aadmi Party received for tilting Delhi Excise Policy 2021 to favour a group of liquor barons named South Lobby by the ED. The prosecution named two people, Vinod Chauhan and Sagar Patel, and said they had chats between Vinod Chauhan and Mr. Kejriwal, indicating a transfer of Rs. 25 crore to Sagar Patel. ED's advocate ASG S.V. Raju said, and I quote, "There cannot be a better case for cancellation of bail. Holding a constitutional chair is ground for bail. That means every minister will be granted bail. You are a chief minister, so you will be granted bail. Unheard of. There cannot be anything more perverse than this," unquote. Mr. Kejriwal's counsel Abhishek Manu Singhvi said that, quote, "There is a misconception about what a bail hearing should look like. Merely because it involves political opposition and if all commas etc. are not disposed of by the judge, it gives the right to defame the judge. It's scandalous, it's sad, it should never have come from a government official," unquote. He further accused the ED of trying to circumvent laws and legality of the matter. He said that for the ED, Article 21 is non-existent and accused the ED of not respecting or honouring personal liberty and freedom. And next, UGC NET exam paper was leaked 48 hours before the exam that took place on Tuesday, CBI sources told NDTV. The paper was sold on the dark web and encrypted social media platforms for Rs. 6 lakhs, sources added. The exam was cancelled by the Education Ministry on Wednesday based on input from a federal anti-cybercrime unit. The ministry and the exam body, National Testing Authority, have already been receiving heat for NEET UG exam malpractice allegations. And the NET scandal is adding to various student and political protests across various states. According to CBI sources, the role of coaching centers could also be investigated. Thousands of aspirants depend on these often expensive coaching centers for competitive exam preparation from NEET to JEE to UPSC. Some of these institutions may receive a visit from the CBI soon. As of now, unidentified persons have been named in CBI's FIR filed on Thursday after the Education Ministry said information indicates, quote, prima facie, that the integrity of the examination may have been compromised, unquote. It is being reported that authorities believe a large-scale corruption racket is behind the leaked papers. Given these concerns, sources said that officials charged with the exam's conduct, including those who set the question papers, would be probed. After the exam was scrapped, students protested on university campuses across the country, claiming they had flagged paper leaks last week, days before the exam, but no action was taken. Now, after several protests which include calls for the education minister's resignation and students alleging they have purchased or were offered leaked papers, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has declared that a high-level committee will be formed and that interest of the students is the first priority for the government, and claimed full responsibility for the same. On Wednesday, four people were arrested in Bihar, including a NEET aspirant and an alleged paper leak mastermind. They confessed to paying or supplying the paper a night before the NEET exam for 30 to 40 lakh rupees per student. And next, the drunk Pune teen who killed two people while driving his father's rupees 2.5 crore electric Porsche supercar caused the accident but was probably in shock, and it's natural therefore to assume his mental faculties would have been adversely affected, a division bench of the Bombay High Court said today. The court's observation came as it acknowledged the families of the two killed, Anisha Vadhya and Ashwini Koshta, are still facing mental and physical trauma over the news of their deaths. The court was hearing a plea by the boy's aunt, who is seeking his release on ground of his arrest, which she claims is arbitrary and illegal. He was arrested hours after the high-speed collision killed two people on a motorbike. He also alleged that the police, who were initially criticized for appearing to protect the boy, who is the son of a prominent and influential builder in the city, were guilty of abuse of process and blatant disregard for the rule of the law. The defense has argued that since the bail order of the boy was only modified and not revoked, he cannot be sent to remand home. The boy, who was arrested soon after the accident, was granted bail within 15 hours of his arrest, with the punishment of writing a 300-word essay on road safety. He was first sent to his grandfather, but after massive public outrage, he was sent to the remand home. Notably, the boy's father and grandfather are also in jail right now for misleading the government, tampering with the evidence, and coercing their family driver to take blame for the accident. The family had tried to switch blood samples of the accused teen so that no alcohol would show up on his reports. It was allegedly switched with his mother's sample. However, the prosecution has called the entire undertaking absurd. Quote, "It is unfortunate our own people did not present facts before the juvenile board on May 19th. He was shown fit and not under the influence of alcohol. The circumstances presented that day led to the order being passed," unquote, they argued. A bench of Justice Bharti Dangre and Manjusha Deshpande have reserved the order for Tuesday. Breaking from breaking news, before the Lok Sabha and Assembly elections, many politicians issued challenges and bets about their win or their opponent's loss. But one YSRCP leader has debunked the stereotype that politicians never fulfill their promises by officially changing his name. Formerly known as Mudragada Padmanabham, he has now officially changed his name to Padmanabha Reddy, as he had challenged he would defeat Janasena chief Pawan Kalyan from Pitampura Assembly constituency in Andhra Pradesh. But the TDP Janasena alliance swept the Andhra Assembly polls and Mr. Kalyan won this seat. So Mr. Padmanabham is now Mr. Reddy. Now back to news. After a freeze of almost 5 years, there is a thawing between US and China as they resumed semi-official nuclear arms talk in March of this year, according to two American delegates who attended the talks. According to Reuters, the Chinese representatives told their US counterparts they will not resort to atomic threats over Taiwan. The Chinese reassurance came after the US raised concern that China might use or threaten to use nuclear weapons if it faced a defeat in a conflict over Taiwan. Beijing views the democratically governed island as its own territory, a claim which has been rejected by the government in Taipei. Quote, "They told US side that they were absolutely convinced that they are able to prevail in a conventional fight over Taiwan without using nuclear weapons," unquote, said David Santoro, the US organizer of Track 2 talks, the details of which are being reported by Reuters for the first time now. Participants in Track 2 talks are generally former officials and academics who can speak with authority on their government's position, even if they are not directly involved with setting it. Government-to-government negotiations are known as Track 1 talks. A State Department spokesperson said that in response to Reuters' question, the Track 2 talks could be beneficial. The department did not itself participate in the March meeting, but it was aware of it. And lastly, solid waste management can be made human-free and more efficient with these special robots. A robotic sorting system that mimics human sense of touch to sort through litter achieved a 98.85 accuracy rate in recognizing various domestic waste items. The inventors believe this state-of-the-art automaton could eventually lead to better treatment for people with hand disabilities and also offer better outcomes at recycling facilities. Though robots are already employed in nearly 600 recycling centers in US, the new version, according to the research team at Tsinghua University in Beijing, can sense, touch and recognize previously handled material as well. The team is creating a sense of touch in these robots similar to human touch, which senses shape, size and even temperature. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.